All programming Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by the Vanover Square Apartments. Address 465 Merchant Avenue. Telephone number 740-389-3462.
Adam left.
Love the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Good Thursday afternoon to you. Adam Lepp, the computer guy, here live in the studio at the Talking Place, WWGH 107.1, frequency modulation, megahertz on your radio dial in and around the historic city of Marion. And we also broadcast online by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep in mind that not only am I broadcasting online and broadcasting the old-fashioned way over the airwaves, but I am providing a live Facebook video of this radio program that you can view by going to my Facebook profile, Adam Lepp, or Adam the Computer Guy, if you're not already a friend, and you will see where it says Adam Lepp is live now. Click on the video and voila, there I am. You can see me do the show in front of the microphone and all this fancy dance equipment that we have ready to provide outstanding radio and broadcasting just for you. Couple things keep in mind. We're going to discuss some technology topics, but one thing I invite you to do is stump me with a music or TV trivia question from between approximately 1973 to 1987. Any top 40 type pop song or pop band, rock and country, R&B, as long as it's top 40 oriented, as well as classic rock, as I'm also pretty well versed on that. Ask me a question, try to stump me, and if you successfully stump me, you will be entered into a contest to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. Have that drawing at approximately 2:15 in about 24 hours tomorrow. You may be the lucky winners. And if you've entered before, that's fine. We do accept multiple entries, so give me a call here at the studio, 740-383-9944, and stump me with a music or TV trivia question from the period of approximately 73 to 87. And if you successfully stump me, you will be entered into the drawing. You can also ask me a tech question, and I can kind of do this two ways. If you stump me with a computer-type question or a question about technology or software or computer history, I will go ahead and enter you into the contest. Or you can ask me a question, and if I think it's a good question, I'll go ahead and give you an entry anyway because I'm that kind of a guy. So feel free to call me and stump me, tickle my brain, pick my brain cells. I would love to hear from you. Again, the phone number is 740-383-9944. And again, please do watch my video on Facebook. See me do the show live. That's all part of the fun. Jeremy H., thank you very much for watching the video. Much appreciated. Feel free to call me with any question that you might have about your computer or smartphone or not-so-smartphone, or try to stump me because you might find yourself getting free tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How about that? In technology news, I will cover technology news, but feel free to call me, stump me, ask a good question. I would love to hear from you. This week, Google announced that it would be integrating the Nest brand into its broader line of home products, essentially making Nest the brand for every smart home gadget that it sells. As part of this integration, Google's home speaker and smart display products will now carry Nest branding and have Nest features. But in addition to this rebranding, Google announced that it will be discontinuing the Works with Nest program at the end of August, dismantling a set of controls that allow other device manufacturers and service providers to integrate with the Nest ecosystem of devices. Instead, Google will offer a new Works with Google Assistant program, one that will force companies to support the Google Assistant if they want their customers to be able to integrate with Nest products at all. If you want any other product to play nice with your Nest ones, you will need to have a Google account. But more importantly, it may indicate a future where fewer cross-compatible smart home gadgets exist, one where you have to buy your components from Google or its approved partners to have them work together at all. So why is Google doing this? Maybe making it more difficult, being more territorial, more proprietary? Well, they say it's in the name of privacy. By eliminating the Works with Nest program, third-party devices will have far less access to the data captured by Nest's various smart thermostats, as well as cameras, smoke detectors, alarms, and future products, and thus fewer potential opportunities for abuse. According to The Verge, Google plans to give a small number of thoroughly vetted partners access to additional data, but the company hasn't elaborated on who these partners are or what devices or services they provide at this time. Privacy, especially in your smart home or your connected home, has been a hot-button topic of late, and it's something Nest itself has had to wrangle with recently, with so much personal identifiable data being captured by the many connected devices that can be installed in a home. Locking down access to that data makes sense and is ostensibly a good move for consumers. It takes just one stranger talking to your baby through your connected security camera to make you want to rip every connected device out of your home. Now, the flip side of these greater privacy restrictions is it will likely be far more difficult to integrate a Nest thermostat into a broader smart home plan once Works with Nest goes away. A smart home is most likely and useful and helpful when you can integrate all kinds of sensors, devices, and services together to perform automations. Imagine a home where venting, lighting, locks, and more are automated based on where people are within the home at any given moment. Those sorts of automations, by necessity, require a lot of data input to know whether your home, what you're doing in your home, and how the home can adapt and react to better suit your needs. Now, Google says that the Google Assistant works with more than 3,500 home automation brands and over 30,000 devices right now. But if you've ever tried to set up complex automations across a wide range of devices using the Google Assistant app, you'll know how easy it is to reach the limits of what you can do. The Works with Nest program has been around since 2014, and many device makers integrated their products with it. That now means thousands of devices and services are in limbo with no guarantee all of them will be ported into the Works with Google Assistant program, either because their developers don't have the resources to rewrite their integrations or because Google will not be able to offer the same amount and types of data to third parties anymore. So, things going on there with the Google Assistant, compatibility with other brands, and people's homes getting smarter. But also, you don't want your baby monitor getting into the wrong hands or wrong ears. So, when you use this stuff, please be careful. It can be great, but it can also drive you up the wall. 25 minutes after 2 in the PM on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program here on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 on your FM dial, in and around the Marion area, and broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. I'm going to go ahead and ask a trivia question, and if you can call and successfully get me the answer, I'm actually going to allow two correct entries to this question. You will be entered into a contest to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. We will be doing that drawing at 2:15 tomorrow in the afternoon. I mentioned that I'm a fan of All in the Family, a very groundbreaking TV show. There were at least five spinoffs of that show. I'm thinking of five off the top of my head, but there may be some more. I'm going to try to think of all the ones that I can, but there were definitely five. And in some cases, it was a spinoff of a spinoff, but that still counts. If you can name me two of the spinoffs of All in the Family, and that includes spinoffs of spinoffs, you will be entered into a contest to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So go ahead and give me a call, 740-383-9944, and tell me two spinoffs or spinoffs of the groundbreaking situation comedy, All in the Family. Here's a third question, also All in the Family related. The star of that show, Carol O'Connor, he was also the star of a show which was not a comedy, it was a serious crime drama type program, so a very different character that he played. What is the name of that show? The show that Carol O'Connor starred in, again, a very different kind of show from All in the Family, after All in the Family left the airwaves. Again, it was more of a drama, or I call a crime drama. Let's go ahead and see who's calling. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy program.
Yeah, Adam, did Carol O'Connor play In Heat of the Night?
Yes, it's called In the Heat of the Night, but that's close enough. Let me go ahead and get my little till here. Enter your name into the contest. And what is your name, sir?
It's Ralph Thacker.
Ralph Thacker. You're a regular listener, Ralph, and I thank you so much for your dedication to this great radio station, and please tell all your friends and family about us. You are a winner. The answer is In the Heat of the Night. And maybe you have a friend who knows one of the many spinoffs of All in the Family. I'm just asking for two of them, but we'll go ahead and let someone else answer that question. Have a great day, Ralph, and stay dry.
You too, Adam. Thank you.
Ralph Thacker correctly identified the crime drama type program that Carol O'Connor was in, after All in the Family, called In the Heat of the Night. Still looking for someone to give me two of the spinoffs of All in the Family. There were at least five, and again, some of these shows were actually spinoffs of spinoffs. One of the co-stars of one of these programs is someone that Scott asked a trivia question about last hour. He's a regular guest on Scott's show, and he's going to celebrate a 97th birthday very soon, but he is one of the stars of one of the shows that would be one of the answers to my trivia question. And again, if you can give me a question about either TV programs from between about 73 and 87, or pop music or classic rock or album-oriented rock from between 73 and 87, give me a call, and if you can stump me, that's wonderful. I will enter you into the contest. And last but not least, we offer free technical support on this show. And someone obviously knows that because I'm getting a phone call right now. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Would two of the shows be the Jeffersons and Maude?
That is absolutely correct and outstanding. Thank you so much for your outstanding, wonderful answer. I'm sure the Bill Macy clue was helpful, but yes.
Yeah, Maude. Yeah, I listen to him. Scott plays him a lot.
I will give you a second entry, ma'am. I will give you two entries for the price of one if you can answer this question. And please use your brain. Don't use Google.
I don't do computers.
Wonderful. That's what I like. I like a natural answer. First of all, ma'am, what is your name?
Judy Summers.
Judy Summers, yes. Now, you're not related to Brett Summers, are you? A very famous Match Game contestant?
Not that I know of.
Okay. In the TV show The Jeffersons, two different actors played Lionel. Interestingly, also, they had the same last name. It's a fairly common name, but they're not related. They were both young male actors. And the first Lionel actually left the show for actually an All in the Family-related reason. Then he came back. But bottom line is there were two different Lionels. They both had the same last name, but they were not related. Can you name the two actors?
No, I can't name those right off.
But good question, right?
I know it's a common last name, but I can't I can't think of it.
Right. Well, that's fine. Rack your brain. Let me go ahead and ask anybody else if you can give me the two actors who play Lionel on the Jeffersons. Again, they have the same last name. It's a fairly common last name. It's not as common as Smith, but it's kind of the next tier of commonness. But
yeah, I know.
But they're not related.
I just can't think of it
now. And actually, the reason why the first Lionel, you may know this, Judy, the reason why the first Lionel left the show is he was going to produce and coordinate one of the other shows that was a spinoff of a spinoff. So,
was that the one that the maid was on, Florence?
Well, Florence was on the Jeffersons, yeah, but he was actually...
Yeah, but she had a spinoff of a show or two.
Right, right. It was on for like four episodes, and that's probably the trickiest one, and that's one of the spinoffs of a spinoff. So maybe another fellow All in the Family watcher and trivia buff can answer that question for me. Would you agree, though, Judy, that All in the Family was a groundbreaking television show? And
yes, and some of those shows they're wanting to take off. They don't want them on anymore.
Yeah, and you know we talk about this as just gone crazy, and I understand.
Because when I watch that stuff, I don't think of things like
no,
that.
No, and you know what? Archie was not perfect, but I tell you a couple things about Archie. He was a very dedicated family man. He was very honest. He said what was on his mind. He didn't mean to hurt anybody, and he loved his family. I understand.
Yeah, my mom really liked this show. She liked the one with the. The guy that had the garage, Sanford and Son.
I love Sanford and Son. That was Aunt Esther. Aunt Esther was one of the funniest TV characters anywhere.
See, I didn't watch those shows. I hardly watched TV, but I know she liked All in the Family and, you know, all those shows. She really liked them. Yeah, so.
My dad and I used to sit down every Friday evening and watch Sanford and Son and Chico and the Man, which followed Sanford and Son. We would laugh our heads off. It was so funny.
Yeah,
and I tell you, today they are so stuck on the political correctness. A show like All in the Family or Sanford and Son would never fly nowadays because
they say if you go watch those comics in Columbus, they make fun of themselves and say all kind of stuff.
That's the way it should be. Never take yourself too seriously, and the first person you should lampoon should be yourself, and that's the sign of a good comic.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the shows today could take a lesson from that. And
as long as it's not, I don't like anything that, you know, got foul language and stuff like that in it. But,
and a lot of shows can be funny without any bad word. There were very few swear words, and again, there were very mild swear words in those shows. But
I haven't watched TV for about 2.5 years. I just got the Christian shows, and now I've just got one of those far sticks, and I'm just starting to watch some shows. But and things, but I never liked those comedies right before. Those two girls, they were waitresses or something. I forget what they're...
Oh, Laverne and Shirley?
No, they were the two... they were on just 3 or 4 years ago. One was blonde, one had dark hair. Weren't the... comeback girls.
I don't watch a lot of current TV shows, so I wouldn't know either.
I don't either, but I didn't like them. There's not too many comedy shows that I like.
Yeah, if you have a Amazon Prime membership, you know, on that Fire Stick, you can watch old episodes of What's My Line and Match Game.
Yeah, no, see, I watched that on the other shows. I could get that, and then because I knew the answer to Michael Landon. See, when I worked second shift, I didn't get to see any of that. So I've been watching his show and stuff. So that's how I knew that answer. And they're more like religious-like.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your calling, Judy. Thank you so much. You stay dry. And we're still looking for some of the other spinoffs of All in the Family. Give me a call. Love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And speaking of the Jeffersons, one of the spinoffs of All in the Family, two different actors played Lionel, the son of Louise and George. They both have the same last name. It's a common last name, not as common as Smith, but almost as common. And they're not related. So give me the name of those two actors, as well as other spinoffs of All in the Family. Or feel free to stump me with any question about a TV show, a sitcom or a drama type show from about 73 to 87, or about a music trivia question, any kind of a top 40 type song or a classic rock type song from 73 to 87, and see if I can be quite the expert that I claim to be. I don't use Google. I don't use Wikipedia. I don't use the World Book Encyclopedia. I just use what's on top of my brain. I'm also broadcasting a live video of the show on my Facebook page, Adam Lepper, Adam the Computer Guy. Let's see who this is. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy program. Hello, you're on the Adam the Computer Guy program. Okay, caller roll. Apologize, sometimes Ma Bell doesn't cooperate. Feel free to call me back. Again, answer one of those trivia questions or make up a trivia question and try to stump me. You can ask a question about computers, about smartphones, about software, about computer or technology history. You can also ask about TV shows, preferably a sitcom or a drama-type show from 73 to 87. Or answer my trivia questions, the two actors who played Lionel and the Jeffersons, and name some spinoffs. Just two is enough for this answer. There's at least five of the groundbreaking television program, all in the family. Current time is 36 minutes after 2 on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program, where we talk today's top and trendy technology topics, and sometimes we talk about music or current events like we're doing today. Love to hear from you. You can win two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if you can stump me, 740-383-9944. Like to let you know about some other events going on in the great city of Marion. If you're a fan of snakes, turtles, and frogs, on the 14th of May, Let's Go Herping at the Tallgrass Trail takes place at 5 p.m. If you'd like to increase your knowledge of snakes, turtles, and frogs, I would suggest you attend that event. Sounds like fun. Let's Go Herping at the Tallgrass Trail as part of the Marion Park District's program for May at 5 p.m. And last but not least, be sure to make extra coffee, set your alarm clock, and sharpen your eardrums. The Weasel Program has its second show of thousands and thousands of programs to come this Saturday between approximately 7:15 a.m. and 10, right here on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. The Weasel will be here along with his lovely wife and possibly some celebrity call-in guests. And, of course, you can always call. He will be doing multiple different tasks for your listening pleasure and amusement. Exactly what those tasks are, I would suggest you listen and find out. If you go to our website, The Weasel now has his own section. So go to WWGH1071.com, select Weasel Boy, and you can see photos, information, and show archives from our very own Chad H., also known as Weasel Boy, an alumnus of the very famous Morning Zoo program on WNCI 97.9 megahertz in the capital city of Columbus. So, if you ever wanted an excuse not to go out partying on Friday night and to wake up early on Saturday, that is your excuse. It all starts at 7:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, this and every Saturday on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. We get together every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:15 p.m. to talk today's top and trendy technology topics. And like we do on some of these programs, I'm available on a live video on my Facebook page under Adam Lepp or Adam the Computer Guy. You can watch me do this program. As you can see, I have a face for radio, but I guess I look somewhat acceptable today as I endeavor to, as we broadcast over the great airwaves, both on the FM dial and, of course, over the internet. So feel free to give me a call, ask me a question about technology, smartphones, technology history. We can talk current events if you like, or stump me with a music trivia question or trivia question about a TV show from between 73 and 87. Or again, answer some of the questions that I've put out there for you. Name me two spinoffs of All in the Family. There were at least five, including spinoffs of spinoffs. And also tell me the two actors who played Lionel on The Jeffersons. Again, same last name, but not related. You probably remember the breakup of the telephone company back in the early 80s, and has come up among presidential candidates and the news, is that maybe large technology companies like Facebook have gotten too big for their britches and have become a monopoly and therefore need to be split up. We're going to talk about that, but first the telephone is ringing. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Yeah, Adam, two of the spinoffs of All in the Family, was one of them was Maude and another one was Gloria.
Correct. Maude and Gloria. We also had the Jeffersons earlier. We'll let two people answer Maude because Bill Macy, who was a star of that program and will be celebrating birthday 97, is a very good friend of the station, so I think Maude deserves extra consideration. So, yes, Gloria wasn't really a very good show because Gloria was divorced from Mike. She was working in a veterinary hospital with the legendary actor Burgess Meredith. And did you like Gloria when it was on? Do you think it was
crazy as it sounds? I just watched a couple episodes maybe 2-3 weeks ago on YouTube.
Right.
So of course you had Archie Bunker's place.
Right, that was the third one.
Yeah, I DVR that. I don't know why, but I like watching it.
Of course, I'll give you two entries if you can name me the last one, because you gave me three. This was a very short-lived... Then don't use Google, please. Try to get this out.
Oh, no, I'm in my car, actually, driving.
Wonderful. This was a short-lived spinoff of The Jeffersons, and we give special consideration because the star of both shows, well, co-star of The Jeffersons and star of this show is Marla Gibbs, who's been on with Scott many times also, a good friend of the station.
Yeah, she had a spinoff, too, where she was, what was she, like a head honcho at a cleaning place?
Yeah, she was like the director of maintenance at a hotel.
Yeah.
The hotel burned down, and she came back to The Jeffersons.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that, but I definitely remember the spinoff
of
it.
Well, if anybody else can give me the answer, I'll go ahead and let that qualify as one entry. What is your name, sir?
Grover Augenstein.
Grover Augenstein?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Grover, you are entered into the contest. Good luck. And perhaps you will be visiting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I hope so. Me and my wife would like to do that. Thank you, Adam.
No problem, Grover, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and stay dry.
You too. Thank you.
One spinoff is left. Obviously, it's a spinoff of a spinoff. That is Florence, who was almost like the star of the show toward the end, but she was officially a co-star of The Jeffersons, played by Marla Gibbs. She had her own program, lasted about four episodes, and she came back to The Jeffersons. Maybe this person knows the answer. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Adam, would that be 227?
No, that's a good answer. She was the star of 227, but that's not the show I'm thinking of. Let me ask you a question about 227, because this gets into our local area as well as another show that I'm a fan of, Sanford and Son. Her co-star, he was not really a cast member, but he was on many episodes of Sanford and Son, and he is from Columbus, and he's still living, I believe. So what is her co-star's name? Her husband, Lester. And again, he was on Sanford and Son. He played a very funny police officer, Officer Smith. They called him Smitty. And he's from Columbus.
I remember the show, but I don't remember that much about that.
He has a very common last name.
Yeah.
Do you know his name?
No, I sure don't.
Okay, well, if you know it, we'll go ahead and give us a
call
back.
Yeah, I still catch those, because I'm on Aunt Penn, and I still catch a lot of those, but... on my MeTV and this TV, and I get a lot of those. I still watch a lot of that. And like Heat of the Night, I get that every day and I watch.
Don't you love those TV channels? Because, I mean, honestly, the shows of the 70s were so much better. Less concerned
about the show, but I just, you know, the portray the players, I don't know who they really are.
I mean, less of an emphasis on political correctness and more of an emphasis on regular people. No one being afraid to make fun of him or herself. It was so much better. And Antenna TV is wonderful, and I'm so thankful for those stations. And
just like Florida was another one, you know, that we watched.
She was great. Great actress, Esther Rolle.
Yeah.
Also, she was just average looking. You don't have to be beautiful to be a star of a TV show. You're carried by your acting.
Right,
She was an example of a regular
that was
person.
A good shows when we watched them ones. But like I say, I get a lot of them in repeats here now, the older ones, and I get about all of them, like Mary Tyler Moore and all of them. So,
yeah, love Mary Tyler Moore. Of course, Ed Asner, her co-star, is on this station regularly also. So there are many friends of this radio station who have a connection to those shows. You wouldn't happen to know the two actors who played Lionel, would you, with the same last name?
No, I was trying to think. My wife and me just talking. I can't remember it either, okay. Much as we watched the Jeffersons and them and you know, and all that. But I don't know that either.
Okay, well, the questions remain for our – and thank you very much for calling, sir. We appreciate your listenership. Stay dry out there. Anybody else, again, the Columbus native, again, with a common last name, who played Lester – Mary's husband on 227. Maybe this person knows the answer. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Okay, the two that played Lionel were Mike Evans and Damon Evans.
You're 100% correct, ma'am, and a gold star for you. What is your name, please?
It's Judy Summers. I just called in
Judy
earlier.
Summers, yes.
Yeah.
We love our listeners who are dedicated. Of course, on a rainy day like this, there is no better activity than listening to the radio.
No, I like to call in. That's my highlight, I guess.
If you would like a third entry, Judy, would you happen to know the actor with a common last name who's from Columbus, who was Mary's husband, Lester, Florence Marla Gibbs' co-star on 227. Do you know his name?
No, I never really got to watch that show.
Okay.
I don't know how long it was on, but I know she was on a show and something about apartment buildings, all I know, I think.
Right. Her friend... I think she inherited, one of her neighbors inherited the apartment building.
And I never saw that. Most of these shows I haven't really seen, maybe a couple of times or so.
Here's another question that you might know. After the Jeffersons, Sherman Hemsley played a deacon of a church, but in some ways a character similar to George. And do you know the name of that show? Or do you know his name on the program?
No,
Okay. That's another question for you folks, and maybe someone else knows, so give me a call. Thank
you
very much, Judy, for listening.
Thank
you again for listening and for calling.
Okay.
And you stay dry out there, Judy.
Okay, goodbye.
Adam Lepp here, the Computer Guy. Time is 12 minutes before the 3 o'clock hour on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. We are giving away tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, if you can correctly stump me with a trivia question about music or a TV program from 73 to 87. Let's see who's calling me now. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Yeah, was it Al Williams?
Hal Williams, that is exactly correct. You still there? Okay. Caller, if you can go ahead and give me a call back so we can confirm your information, I'd appreciate it. I do have your name from the caller ID, but give me a call back. I'd really appreciate it. So, but yes, Hal Williams was the answer. He's a native of Columbus. I believe he's still living. He also played a very funny police officer on Sanford and Son, Officer Smith. They called him Smitty. Hoppy and Smitty and Swanee and Smitty were the policemen who often came to the home and junkyard of Fred and Lamont Sanford. Great actor. And again, co-star of wonderful actress, a good friend of the station, Marla Gibbs, on the TV show 227. Adam Lepp here. It's 2:49. That's the time on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 on your FM dial, and broadcasting online, no matter where you might be, at WWGH1071.com. I'd like to thank Matthew from the great city, the home of the Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio, for watching my video. CJ from Athens, Ohio, for watching my video. Charlie Evers, yes, even he watches my video. And many, many others. It's always appreciated. If you have Facebook and you're a friend of mine, I would very much invite you to watch me do the show live, Adam Lepp or Adam the Computer Guy. You can listen to the station anywhere in the Marion, Ohio area at 107.1 on your FM dial, or by the power and magic of the internet on our website, streaming live 24/7, WWGH1071.com.
Hey, it's Weasel. You're listening to Talk Today's Top and Trendy Technology Topics every Tuesday and Thursday with Adam Lepp, the Computer Guy, between 2:13 p.m. and 3 right here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Adam Lepp!
Yes, that's my name, and talking today's top and trendy technology topics on Tuesday and Thursday at 2. That's my game. Thank you very much for tuning in today on this somewhat windy and rainy Thursday, May 9th, in Marion, Ohio. We talk tech, but we also talk politics, current events, and anything else that we might feel like indulging in. Right now, I'm trying to give away some more tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you can stump me with a trivia question about music, about technology, about TV programs from the 73 to 87, or answer some of the trivia questions that I have posed for you. We got the Columbus native actor, Hal Williams, who played Lester, Mary's husband, on 227, starring Marla Gibbs, who's been on with Scott many times on this great radio station. We got the name of the two actors who played Lionel on The Jeffersons, and we got the got most of the spinoffs of All in the Family. I would like to know, though, the name of the show starring Marla Gibbs as Florence, which lasted about 1 month, and that was a spinoff of The Jeffersons. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Hey, yeah, was that show Amen?
Yes, that was my other question, which was Sherman Hemsley's program after he left The Jeffersons, and he played the deacon, Ernie Fry. Good show.
Yeah.
Good show. Clifton Davis, I believe, played the minister who ended up marrying his daughter. So, yes. Brenda Griffith, one more time. You are one of our dedicated all-star VIP listeners, and we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All I ask, Brenda, is that you tell all your friends and family members about our station. We want to grow exponentially, and it's great listeners like yourself that caused that to happen. I wish you a great day, and I hope you stay dry.
Oh, I'm going to try.
Thanks, Brenda. Have a great day.
Bye.
Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with about 7.5 minutes left of my Thursday afternoon radio program on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. I'd still like to know the name of the program that Marla Gibbs starred in. Lasted about 4 weeks. She was the director of maintenance of housekeeping, I believe, at a hotel in New York City when she left the Jeffersons, but the hotel burned down, and I think it burned down because the ratings of the program weren't very good. It was kind of a goofy program. I mean, Florence, an outstanding character and a wonderful actress, just the show itself didn't really have the chemistry that a lot of these other programs did. So she ended up going back to the Jeffersons and reprising her role as Florence, the maid, for George and Louise. So name that program for me. I will enter you into the contest to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, or stump me with a music or TV trivia question from between about 73 and 87. You can also stump me with a question about technology, about computer history, about the business of computers and programming, or ask me a good question that I might enter you in anyway. Let's see who's calling right now. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Okay, Florence, the show that lasted about 4 times was Checking In.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding. And the buzzer goes off. And you don't win a new car like you were on The Price is Right, but you might win tickets to the Hall of Fame in Cleveland. What is your name again, ma'am?
It's Judy.
Judy, Judy, Judy. Judy, Judy, Judy. Yes.
And then I have a question to ask you.
Oh, goodness sakes, Judy, lay it on me.
Okay, who were the Wonder Twins based on from the show The Super Friends, the TV show?
Was that between 73 and 87?
Yeah.
I know the Wonder Years with Fred Savage, not the Wonder Twins, though. I'm totally stumped on that one.
Well, this is more, I think, like a cartoon.
Oh, a cartoon, okay.
Oh, did you say cartoons, too,
well,
or not?
Well, an adult cartoon like The Flintstones or The Simpsons, but not really a Saturday morning cartoon. But
I don't know if this is what that was or not.
Yeah, it's okay.
So
let's go ahead and just throw that question out. But go ahead, ask me another question, Judy, and if you do...
Well, I don't have any Randolph pain to ask you. I wrote that one down. it was Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I certainly know Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, that's who they based it on.
Let me ask you a question. Maybe you can go ahead and answer this for me. It's about Donny Osmond. He was the host of a game show, which was a spinoff of a game show that was big in the 70s. It's actually back as one of those evening programs, but they changed the name of it slightly, and he was actually the host. Do you remember what show that was?
No, but I remember him doing that.
Right, okay. Well, if you can think of another question, Judy, give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. You certainly are one of our VIP regular listeners, and we are eternally grateful for that.
Okay, if I happen to think of that, I'll give you a call back.
Please do. I am here until 3 p.m.
Okay.
You're listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio program here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and broadcasting online over the internet at WWGH1071.com. Very much appreciate your being a listener. We talked earlier about breakup of monopolies in very large companies. You remember the AT&T breakup back in the early 80s. And you may have heard some presidential candidates saying that Facebook should be broken up. In response to a stunning editorial from Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes, published recently in the New York Times, Facebook said it welcomes more accountability for its actions from lawmakers in Washington, but it says breaking up Facebook by decoupling Instagram and WhatsApp from its core service would be going too far. Facebook accepts that with success comes accountability, but you don't enforce accountability for the breakup of a successful American company. And that comes from Nick Clegg, Facebook's Vice President of Global Affairs, and he said accountability of tech companies can only be through the painstaking introduction of new rules for the Internet. That's exactly what Mark Zuckerberg, their CEO, has called for. Indeed, he is meeting government leaders this week to further that work. So next week, when we get together on Tuesday, the 14th, we will talk more about a possible breakup of Facebook. Are they a monopoly? Are they too big? Should their divisions, like WhatsApp and Instagram, be forced to become separate companies? If you have any opinions on that, I would very much invite you to email me. We have a collusion-free private email server, and my email address is adam@wwgh1071.com. I always enjoy receiving your email correspondences. About 2 minutes left to the program, Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on a somewhat windy, wet, slightly stormy Thursday afternoon, May 9th, 2018. Coming up tomorrow morning, we have many great programs for you. We have Scott joining the Weasel. Oh, we have a phone call. How about that? Just in the nick of time. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Yeah, that show for Donnie. Was it the Pyramid?
Yes, you got it, Brenda. Ding, ding, ding. I knew you'd get it. I know a smart person when I hear one. Yes, it was Pyramid. And now that they brought back the regular Pyramid on those evening game shows, I think it was much better.
But yeah. But
tell you the truth, Dick Clark was the best host anywhere, just like I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Barker, who of course was on with Scott a couple times last year, I believe, is a better host than Drew Carey. But it's still good to have those old game shows on the air because they're great. You learn something, you laugh a little bit, have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And thank you again, Brenda, for calling, for being such a dedicated listener. Congratulations and good luck. Your name is in my till several times.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Adam Lepp here of The Computer Guy, wrapping up another episode of my Thursday afternoon program. Thank you very much for listening on Facebook Video. Congratulations to Judy, Brenda, and all of our entrants today. The big drawing takes place in 23 hours and about 15 minutes at 2:15 tomorrow. Some lucky person will win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. I wish you a great rest of your Thursday. Stay dry, stay warm. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're listening to